from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Just absolutely hit the lottery with a bunch of Reese's peanut butter cups trick-or-treating. That's what's on the table tonight. It would be a heck of a month if they...
Got De La Cruz and Sanchez returning in the corner outfield positions. They can play all over. Chisholm is going to start in center field.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up right there. Hey, 9 o'clock hour. A lot more to get to. Mike Florio is going to join us next week, man. Next week it starts up. Veterans will report, and we will be off and running. I hope one topic goes away, and that is Tua Tagovailoa gets a new contract. I do. I hope it gets done. I don't want him coming in salty Sam or upset or doing certain drills and not doing other drills. And
the real question would be, when do they make him available to the media? Well, should this not get done?
If this deal, well, he's going to have to talk, and he's going to say, you know.
But then the quarterback gets like a specific day, though, right? Like they can't just grab him off the field, but.
But they can't.
He may want to talk.
They can't, but they can't hide him like, oh, not today. Nope. He's not talking.
He may want to talk to these guys.
Yeah, he may
though.
Go, oh, hell no. Well, I'm going to talk to those guys.
Public call out.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, by the way, while we're talking Dolphins and the news of Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb placed on the PUP, which is no surprise. And be doing a lot of work on the side and stay away from a lot of contact till they get to another level. And I'm not sitting here telling you what the timeline is. I have no idea. But I think most of us have thought this for a while. When was the last time we were really depending on a draft pick to come in and play right away? No, I'm being dead serious. We've talked about it and it never happens, right? And even last year, we end up, our third round pick out of Texas A&M end up being, HN end up being a great pick and all that. But I'm talking day one. Because of the injuries to your top three pass rushers and your fourth guy went to Minnesota. I mean, you're brand new. Shaq Barrett, yeah, Shaq Barrett's going to be there and be ready to go. And I'm sure they're going to be real careful how much work he gets in his 10th year in the league. He's still a good player, 31, and he's got a little chip on his shoulder. The way it ended in Tampa Bay, I think he'll be fine. But you're going to need Muhammad Kamara and Chop Robinson to come in, your first and fifth round picks, and do something. They're going to have to play, if not start, you know, according to how you play some of the other guys and stuff. But they got wiped out on that position last year. All their top guys went down, and so here they are making sure, drafted two guys to come in, and they're going to have to, like, grow up quickly. Everybody's going to be watching you, man. Everybody knows. One thing about your fan base, pretty knowledgeable about what the team has and doesn't have. And the other part of this is the Isaiah Wynn. I didn't know Isaiah Wynn. I thought he was healthy again. I did. So he's got this quad injury, and they're saying, and not yet is what they're telling you. So when he played in the seven games he played in at left guard, he was really good. He was. Not saying Pro Bowl, but he was really good. Playing next to Teron and the center you had was really good. A lot of those guys were good players, but same problem with the whole group last year, basically, except Austin Jackson. Everybody's hurt all the time. That group, you add up the amount of games that your starting four guys missed, and it was a lot. Led by Isaiah Wynn getting injured again, and this is a knock on him in New England, that he missed a lot of games, not as many as last year. And we re-signed him, and I'm guessing we got a pretty good deal on him, like we did a lot of veteran players that signed. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about the offensive line like I've been doing for the last 10 or 15 years, and we've been talking about drafts, and Adam Gase had to come in and literally cut three of them in one day, ask the offensive line coach, are any of them getting any better? And he goes, no. He goes, all right, well, we're going to cut them. He goes, oh, okay. Let's do that. But I don't. They got Patrick Paul, who might have, to me, this is just me, if he happens to play great, okay, that would be fantastic. And he takes this big jump up as a big physical guy that's raw right now, second-round pick out of Houston. But this guy's got time, man, because the way it's set up right now with Teron Armstead and Kendall Lamb, those guys, between the two of them, they took care of the left tackle position last year, and Kendall Lamb ended up being a really nice player, played really solid and stuff. But Lester Cotton, can he play? Does Liam Eichenberg get a chance to move over there and play? Can Robert Jones play right guard full time? They all played a lot of football last year because of the injury, so Keon Smith probably could fit in there somewhere too. But I'm not going to sit here and just, like, those guys knew what they were getting. They knew when they signed him, obviously, re-signed when, that he was still injured, not 100% coming back, but that he's going to be there. I'm guessing the doctors were involved, and they said he'll be healthy enough to play. So, but we can't have the same amount of injuries every year on this offensive line, because it really wasn't production. It was just we had a lot of guys miss a lot of games. Teron missed a lot of games. Wynn missed a lot of games. Robert Hunt, who got the big fat contract, missed a lot of games. Anyway, all right, we got more. Mike Florio is going to join us. We got a lot of NFL stuff to get to here this morning, so we'll jump on that coming up here in just a second. Before I do, there's one thing I do like talking about. A couple of my favorite guys, and no, I'm not an attorney for a firm, but I love talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Not just because they're passionate sports fans. No, because they're really good at what they do. The Injury Law Firm, more than 30 years of experience in plantation, ready to help you. Yes, I always say this, the names on the law firm will handle your case personally, start to finish. They did some things, you know. When I talk to Harvey, and I do a lot, and Gary Judah, those guys talk about giving their numbers out so you can always get a hold of them. You know what? That's kind of a big deal to you when you get injured and you handle and you have a law firm that promised you, made a lot of promises to you, but they haven't been able to keep them. And so you don't know what to do. You're frustrated. The communication breakdown of people not calling when you want to know how your case is doing and where it stands and all that. Well, you're not alone, but you can always make a change. And Cohen and Judah would love to get a chance there. Free second opinion on your injury case. They'll take a look at it, and those guys are about communication. They're about working. Nobody's too small. Nobody's too big. They do it all for you. They'll handle your case personally, start to finish. Fender bender big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. They handle it all. So if you're a little frustrated right now with who you have, I'd recommend you meet with them. Good guys, man. They're good guys. More importantly, they're really good at what they do. And as they always say, Joe, just tell them to go to CohenandJudah.com. CohenandJudah.com. 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Let them handle your injury claim. I promise you this, man. When they shake your hand, they mean business, and they're ready to take care of you. No handoffs when it comes to Cohen and Judah.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go to the man we've been going to on Fridays for a long time, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, a must-read 7 or 8, 9 or 10 times a day. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm like every other coach, you know. Every head coach always stands up when I'm out there, and it's that last mini camp practice, Mike, and they go, all right, bring everybody in. Listen, hey, guys, you got 6 weeks off. Man, stay out of trouble. Make smart decisions. Enjoy yourself. Spend time with your but, you know, it's a real babysitting message, no question about it. Then a Jordan Addison goes out and gets a DUI sleeping. Mike, is he looking at a suspension, you think, or what do you think happens there? Is the league just let it go?
Typically what happens with DUIs, once it's fully resolved, unless he's completely and totally exonerated and acquitted, he's looking at a 2-game suspension. They beefed that up, I think, in 2020. It used to be a 1-game suspension. It can go higher based upon aggravating circumstances. But, yeah, there'll be a suspension at some point unless he ends up finding a way to finagle free and clear, dropping of charges, no lesser included, guilty plea to reckless driving or whatever it might be. So, yeah, that's just one of the many things that coaches worry about. They finally get some time away and they sleep with one eye open because you don't know what's going to happen. And then when the guys come back, what kind of shape are they going to be in? That's one of the reasons why the union has been kicking around this idea of dumping or at least gutting the off-season program and coming back early, because, you know, the players are expected to stay in shape when they're on their own time and come back and be basically in the same condition they were in when the off-season program broke.
What do you think's the best thing? I do hear guys going back and forth, and by the way, a lot of guys don't agree with each other. Some of them like the way it is now, and someone, what do you think's best for football?
The whole thing really is weird. The way it came out, the way it was reported, the fact that it seems as if the union made no effort to communicate with the players or even take the full temperature of a lot of the players, because most players I've heard don't want to change things and have an extended training camp. I think that I'd have to see what this new approach would look like. I understand the benefit of continuity, bringing guys in, getting them in shape, getting them ready to go, having classroom sessions, et cetera. But, you know, at some point, Joe, over the past 50 years, this changed from an industry where guys worked other jobs between the end of the season and the start of training camp, basically threw their cleats in the garage and waited until it was time to go back for camp, to something that's all year long. If you're serious about it, you're doing something all the time. You're not sitting around doing nothing. So I think that it would be beneficial for both sides to try to strike the balance between respecting the private time of the players, but also ensuring that everyone is ready to go when it's time to go out there and play games.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Brandon Ayuk is an interesting one. The 49ers obviously have a really, really good football team, but he's a big, big part of it. So he's got, what, $14.1 million in salary this year, and he's looking at what everybody's getting and going, no, trade me. If that's the deal, trade me. And I think there's some teams would trade for him, but the 49ers are saying no. So who gives first in this deal? What ends up happening in this?
Well, this one's strange because, you know, the 49ers have a pretty long history of paying their key players. DeForest Buckner is one guy they didn't want to pay. I think they knew they were going to have to pay Nick Bosa, so we can't have that much money devoted to the defensive line, and we're going to have to move on from Buckner, and they did, and they moved on from Eric Armstead. But for the most part, guys have gotten paid. And what's happened in San Francisco, the louder the wheel squeaks, the more likely you get paid. And Ayuk had been very discreet. He hadn't asked to be traded until this week. And, you know, the whole nice guys finish last thing can play out in that context. If you're not agitating, if you're not banging on the door, if you're not saying, I want mine, they might try to get by with having Ayuk on the team for only 14.1 this year. I think they were hoping to hold everyone together for one more year. And that means Brock Purdy on his rookie contract, which they can't redo. They're lucky about that. He can't come to them and say, I need a new contract. Under the CBA, he can't have one until after the season. But Ayuk can. And the question now becomes, is he going to hold out? Is he going to dig in? Are the 49ers going to, now that he's being a squeaky wheel, are they going to pay him? Or are they going to change their position on trading him? Back before the draft, and I had heard about this, and I firmed it up a little bit this week, as they were discussing what number he was looking for, and I think at the time it might have been 28, but since then the market's changed enough for it to probably go up, there was permission given to go out and see if there's another team out there that would pay him what he wanted if the 49ers would trade him. And they found like five teams that would pay him, but none of those teams were able to get a deal done with the 49ers, and part of it was I think the 49ers just wanted too much. So that's the core concern, Joe. If you like the guy enough that you want a whole lot for him in trade so someone else can pay him what you won't pay him, why don't you just pay him? Why, if someone else is going to pay him what you won't pay him and give up stuff to get him, isn't that a sign that maybe you should be paying this guy?
Yes. 100%. I'm with you. And by the way, they need him. He ain't taking a back seat to too many of those skilled position guys on that very talented football team. And speaking of that, Mike, that receiver show on Netflix – I thought the quarterback on Netflix was really good. I saw Kirk Cousins completely different. I was like, wow, he's kind of a likable guy. I like it. I thought the receiver, this receiver has been really good. Have you had a chance to see it at all?
Haven't watched it yet. We were at the beach, and I was traveling last week for something else right as it came out. So I haven't had a chance to do it. I don't want to watch it casually. I want to be able to sit down with my little ballpoint pen ready to take notes and mark timestamps so I know what I can post about later. I've been doing that with the Hard Knocks show. The Hard Knocks show this offseason's been pretty good. Not great for the Giants. I think it shows too much, but I'm looking forward to watching the receiver show. Now that we're home and vacation's over and camps are going to open soon, that's going to be the weekend project. Watch all episodes of Receiver.
Hey, so the other thing, I got a bunch of different things and some to get with you on here today. Saban and Belichick, good friends. I want to ask you, first of all, who do you think's had a better career, Saban and what he's done in college, or Belichick and what he's done in the NFL as head coaches?
I think Belichick, because, you know, one of the reasons Saban was miserable in Miami and wanted to go back to college was at that time in college football, when money wasn't an issue, you could basically go out and recruit 15 first-round picks a year. And he was, now, a great coach, but his superpower was to be able to go into the homes of these kids, and he knew the right people to charm, mom and grandma and, you know, family members, and they'd work on the kid to go to Alabama. That seems like that won the day for him a lot. And, you know, that was his skill set. He'd go out and get a bunch of great players to come play for him, and it's a lot easier to win championships when you have, you know, more of the best players in the country than anyone else. And that's what frustrated him about the NFL. He had one first-round draft pick every year, not as many as he could recruit. So I think Belichick did more because he dealt with his situation in the salary cap era. And, you know, and I know that people want to give Tom Brady the lion's share of the credit, but, you know, look, that defense, I mean, he's one of the great,
yes, he
greatest
is.
Day coaches of any sport in any level at any time. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's itching to come back. He wants to go to a team that, you know, has a fairly solid roster of talent, and he can work his magic putting together game plans that can win the day even if you don't have a high-end offense.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things. I could do 20 minutes with you on Belichick. I think there's always going to be a problem. I know he's made it clear he wants to come back and coach a head coaching job again, but I think he scares presidents and GMs to death about the power that he wants, even though he's saying
yes.
That's not the case. Do you agree?
Yes. Well, even if he's saying I don't want the power, here's the thing. In through the door walks the guy who ran the show in New England for 20 years. So even if someone else who's 30 years younger than him holds final say over the draft or the roster or whatever, that person is going to be constantly watching for an eye roll, a grumble, you know, any indication from Belichick that he doesn't want the guy that the general manager exercising his or her full rights under that person's contract, the person in charge of the draft and the roster, is ready to pick. And I've seen this. My first lesson in NFL dysfunction, I think it was the Jets. There was an issue between Herm Edwards, who was the coach at the time, and whoever the GM was. And, you know, they bring in players. The GM brings in players, and the coach just wouldn't use them, put them at the end of the bench. So, you know, and that's the thing. It's just a bad circumstance. And you have to find a place where you're either willing to give him the keys or he's willing to fully accept the structure, like in Dallas, where ownership is also the GM, and there's really not much you can do about it. And Joe, the other challenge here, too, is you got to have a fan base that wants this guy. You know, late in the 2023 season, we did some very unscientific polling on Twitter about this, but more than 75% of the people who responded, and the question was, if your favorite team is looking for a coach this year, do you want Bill Belichick? More than 75% said no. And I think that's why it's smart for him to be doing Pat McAfee's show every week, the Manning cast, Inside the NFL. He needs to get a younger generation of football fans to say, I want him, before we even get to the point where they're figuring out who holds the power and how it's going to be exercised.
You know, it shouldn't bother me because we've seen Belichick up close down here in the AFC East, and Saban was down here for a couple years. But those two guys, the way they treated the whole media thing, and now they're in the business. I mean, they've jumped in pretty good. And now they're putting themselves out there because they're going to have to critique. They're going to be asked questions. And they're going to have to critique players and teams. And Nick's already not done real well with that when an Alabama player said, well, it doesn't matter. He's not coaching here, what he thinks our team's going to be. And he seemed a little salty with it when he heard about it the next day. Hey, man, welcome to the business that you used to rip everybody now that you want to be on the other side of it.
Well, maybe that's why they're about to name the field there after Nick Saban today. A little advanced insurance against Nick Saban not going too hard on the Crimson Tide. It really is difficult to do the job the right way. Number one, you need to have no aspiration to ever go back. And number two, you have to be willing to burn the bridges you built during the time you were there. And you have to be willing to deal with the phone calls that you're going to get and people being upset with you and maybe have some awkward interactions out in public. Look, I've lived that for 24 years. So you got to be willing to do that. You got to understand that's part of the price you pay for not kissing everybody's ass and telling it like it is and saying what you believe. And if you're not willing to deal with that, you know, if you still want to have your buddies that you golf with or you talk on the phone to, and you don't want to spend 2 hours a day putting out fires that you created by being honest with your assessment of something, we're going to get a lot of – remember when John Gruden went to Monday Night Football? I remember thinking, man, this is going to be great. He's going to take a flamethrower to everybody. He tiptoed around everyone because he knew there's only 32 of these head coaching jobs, and he wants one of them again someday. He's not going to jeopardize his ability to go to any of the teams because he's jumping back in at some point. That makes for a very vanilla – broadcaster.
Yeah, by the way, Rex Ryan will never be accused of that. The way he was going after people. Yeah, I said, Rex apparently doesn't want to be a head coach again, the way he's talking about everybody. Hey, so Caleb Williams tried the no franchise tag in his contract. I loved it. But they're going, no. Apparently you don't know. We've already agreed to that in our agreement with the Players Union. What do you think about that try?
Well, it's not covered by the CBA, as evidenced by the fact that we've seen players like Dak Prescott get that commitment. That is one of the things that had never been attempted before, not seriously at least. I think that, and I'm not saying if he had any agent, because there's plenty of agents out there that probably would have had no chance to get the franchise tag removed. Remember, Williams, first overall pick, and self-represented, which meant he had a lawyer that he was paying an hourly fee to be the person who was essentially the go-between, but they acted like that person wasn't the go-between, even though he was. But if you get like CAA or Athletes First, you know, the two big agencies that are specializing in quarterbacks, there might be a way to have gotten this done. Now, there aren't many guys that will have more leverage than Caleb Williams. And I think part of it, too, is the timing. If this would have been raised before he was drafted, and if Williams would have been willing to say, hey, if you don't give me this term, I don't want to play for you, so you better not draft me, maybe that's how you get it done. But if that – because, look, Joe, when they did the current labor deal 2011 – not the current labor deal, but the current system. They did that in 2011. The first 20 guys drafted had their contracts fully guaranteed. By the agents pushing and pushing and pushing, that's now all of the first round.
Right.
Like, these things happen incrementally. If you could get one guy to get the no franchise tag clause in his contract, more would get it. And if you could get all first round picks eventually and not have the franchise tag, I mean, that's why the Bears are holding firm. They probably got the league telling them to hold firm because they don't want to cross that bridge. But maybe at some point someone's going to have the leverage to pull it off.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I just was watching this going, wow, the kid, listen, yeah, he, God bless him for trying, though, man.
Hey,
for...
Joe, they had some very creative tax strategies they were trying to get the Bears to go along with, and that rubs some people the wrong way. Yeah, we're entitled to take advantage of whatever structures are in the tax code to get the best possible taxes if we want to, and Caleb tried to do it, the Bears just wouldn't go along with it.
No, man. Hey, Mike, great having you, man. Next week starts up, gets people in camp again, and here we go. It's going to be a lot of fun, so thank you.
Thanks, Joe. See you, buddy.
All right, Mike Flora from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning to talk a little bit about a lot of different topics. I wonder if Ayuk ends up with the 49ers. Boy, that will be
That's a tricky one, huh? By the way, you want to win, you stay in San Fran.
Well, they're trying to sell him on the win, and he's like, no. I got one chance to get paid. And by the way, now all the players that I'm as good or better or right there with are making double what I'm making.
I'm always about go get the money for these guys because their careers are so short. But then, like, you watch that receiver show, and you see how unbelievably miserable Davante Adams was. And it's like, do you want to live that way? Like, is that what you want to be a part of?
He got his money.
Yeah, he did. But that is not a good situation there. That team's going to stink again. Yeah, that's a rough one, man. He's at the end of his career, too.
Yeah,
he wants to win one.
He is towards the end. I've noticed he has slowed down a little bit, even though I always say this.
He's still really good.
His releases are so good. If he could teach, and by the way, I don't know if you can teach the releases he has because some people's bodies move differently than others. But
it's funny, the two young guys on that show both said that they studied Davante Adams, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Justin Jefferson.
He's had this since I can remember. his ability to release. I mean, usually we're talking about running routes and setting guys up, but he does it off his releases. My God, he gets separation right off. Just guys just get faked right out of their shoes. So good. Hey, man, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We're just getting rolling here on a Friday. Boy, I was out late last night, Woody. I'm feeling it too, man. Whew. I'm feeling a little bit this morning, Woody. I ain't going to lie to you, man.
You got some good food, though, Alicia.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Down in Miami last night.
Hit the carbs pretty hard, huh?
No. I did well.
You did?
Well.
Come on.
You talking about liquid carbs?
Do you do dessert? Are you a dessert guy?
They brought out a great dessert, and I stayed away from it.
Come on.
No, I did. I'm trying.
What was it?
Woody, I'm trying to.
What did you stay? Who stays away from dessert?
It was called a slutty chocolate.
Oh, man, that sounds good. Right up your alley.
And the girl comes out that says, hey, you guys, I recommend this slutty chocolate. And she's, and I go.
Sounds like an exotic restaurant. That's good, man. You didn't go for it, huh? Stayed away?
No, I stayed away. Hey, Ben Volen's not going to stay away from the Globe up in Boston. We'll talk to him. Talk a little bit about the Patriots and the AFCs. What else is there, man? What else is there?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.